All right, here we go again. We're back with another weekly Sheep Fan podcast. This is episode 211. The format is simple. We try and release a minimum of 4 shows a month. That's one a week. Members get full podcast plus download. Non-members just get part one. All new shows will be released on Saturdays on sheepfarm.co.uk. That's sheepfarm.co.uk. And we also put part one on Podomatic that ship them out to Spotify, Amazon, Audible, Google, or YouTube podcasts as it is now, Apple, and a few others. Please subscribe to the website for email notifications for all new shows. You don't have to. There's no cost there or anything like that. We're not data collecting or anything, just so you get notified when a new podcast's out. Join our large nostrilled secretary, otherwise known aka Chris, on Instagram if you want to direct message him.
I'm on Facebook Messenger as well, actually.
Facebook Messenger?
I don't really go on Facebook, but I've got Messenger.
Yeah. You are going for it now, aren't you? Is that since Zuckerberg has...
No, I've been on it for ages.
Stop fact-checking everybody.
Yeah, or he's a fucking lying bastard, isn't it?
Curly-haired twat.
I've grown my hair a bit now. I ain't got this straight bowl cut. So now I'm really easy free and easy going, you know, and just let everybody say what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. And then you see footage of him saying that why can't the jobs be mandatory? Should be more forceful with the jabs. That's what he said.
Yeah. Well, that fact checked.
When he was talking to, who is it in America? What's his name? That little rat bastard.
Rogan.
No. Fauci.
Fauci. Oh, is that when he said that? He said Rogan.
Yeah.
What do you think of all these people like Rogan and people like that who have got?
I don't know.
I'm not as quick to call people shills, to be honest with you.
No, I'm not quick to call anyone a shill. But when you're talking about Fauci, you're in a different league, aren't you?
No, Fauci's out there with the fucking devil.
I don't know what to think of him.
I'm not saying Zuckerberg doesn't know what's going on either. I'm on about
he must know what's going on. I mean, he didn't invent anything, did he? He was wheeled in as a frontman, wasn't he?
Yeah. Just like he might think he's invented it though, Chris. Maybe. That research I did on him at World Economic Forum, he might think that, because, again, the intelligence services are called intelligence services because they're slightly intelligent, and they kid people into thinking they're doing stuff when they're not really doing stuff. Yeah. I mean, talking to Rogan, he talked out about the jabs. He talked out about Israel flattening Palestine. He talks out about, about global climate warming. I don't listen to him. I don't listen to his shows.
I don't either, weirdly.
Crabclaw sends me him over.
I see some snippets, and, you know, he doesn't really say anything out of line, does he?
Well, he doesn't say draws me into him, but I can't say I've listened to that I've ever heard him say that's wound me up either. A lot of people are calling these people. I don't know is the answer to the question. I've got no real interest if they are or not either.
I think listen to what you want to listen to, and if instead of listening to it and slagging it off, just don't listen to it. Right.
I find a lot of them either they are they go down the full road what they call that lady, I forget what she's called now. Her who were calling Macron's wife a man.
Ah, yeah.
I don't watch her either.
Caprice.
That's why I don't know.
Is it?
No, she's not called Caprice.
I know you mean.
As bad as me. But they're going down so far, and then the born again Christians, Candice Owens. Yeah,
But people call her a shill as well. Fair.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm trying to say. I find it odd that the same people that call people shills are actually being called shills themselves by other people.
I mean, we're talking about it very briefly, but it is just a waste of energy, isn't it? It's a waste of energy.
Waste of effort. Just get on with your own research. Crack on. Mm. You know, there's people now making programs about people who are possible shills.
That's what I mean. It's just a massive...
Without any sort of proof that they are. If I saw a letter from a CIA director to Miss Owens, here's your 200 grand a year for, you know, blah. I'd say, well, yeah, there's your evidence.
You can have your suspicions, but you're probably better just keeping them to yourself.
We can have millions of suspicions, Chris.
Yeah. I'm suspicious of every bastard. Should be suspicious of us. Should be suspicious of everyone.
But in some research I've been doing into genealogy of some certain people, I found out that Chris de Burr's got a royal genealogy, and he's also, all his parents and his grandparents were generals and diplomats in foreign service and stuff like this.
But like him, well. when you think about Chris de Burgh, who made that song Lady in Red, right? He wasn't the most attractive chap. He wasn't the most attractive chap, were
he? No, I don't know. If you think about, do you know that small guy off Pink Panther?
I remember that song coming out in '80s. It was massive one. It was around forever.
Yeah.
And I saw him singing it, and he had, again. I'm not no disrespect, but he had a terrible voice as well. Sounded like a fucking cat getting dragged through an edge. And then you've just told us he's come from some kind of elitist family. Was that given to him as a gift? And I was saying to you, his dad were in some bloody dark oaky room smoking cigars and drinking brandy,
or his granddad? Say
for Chris a fucking bone, well, he's useless. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, we've got this song that's going to be a big hit. We might as well let him sing it. I don't know. Yeah. But then you got Lady in Red. It's the or a Babylon Red.
Well, his genealogy goes back to, and I weren't looking into Chris de Burgh. This is how it works. This research.
Well, why would you? Oh, I know. Someone.
Well, they wouldn't. But what happens is people say to me, "Can you show me how to do your research?" And I can't. Because what happens is I was doing some research on something else, and I looked at, I was looking at lineage back to Robert the Bruce, right? And he was married to a woman by the name of, anyway, her name was de Burgh, right? And I thought, oh, I wonder if there's any relation there to Chris de Burgh. And lo and behold, there was. And the de Burghs are, the name itself tells you it's sort of French, doesn't it?
Yeah.
De Burgh. Yeah. But that's where the name Burke and things like that come from.
Right.
And Berg and stuff. So they changed the name. Yeah, Burger Lips.
Used to
call Burger. You at school. Yeah.
I didn't get caught at school.
Burger Lips.
Not for years. I feel like Obi-Wan Kenobi Star Wars. I haven't heard that name for years.
Yeah. Why did he call Darth Vader Burger Lips?
Burger Lips.
Yeah, the House of Burgh, Chris, an ancient Anglo-Norman, later Hiberno-Norman aristocratic dynasty, which played a prominent role in the Norman invasion of Ireland, held the earldoms of Kent, Ulster, blah, 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 and provided queen consort of Scotland and kings of England. So that's Chris de Burgh's background. Anyway, did you know that Lady in Red wrote for Princess Diana? Well, wrote about Princess Diana. And he wrote it about when a man sees his wife, he never remembers what she was dressed in.
Right.
Depends, doesn't it? Might have been a 10 to 2 or in a club in 1984. I wonder if girls do 10 to 2s.
Of course they do.
10 to 2, all do.
Don't work like that anymore, does it? Nightclubs are defunct, as we've discussed before.
Yeah.
Or are they just defunct to us? I don't think they're around anymore.
Yeah.
In the vein that they used to be.
Yeah. I suppose you've got to check what they are first, haven't you?
These days, yeah. Different world, isn't it?
Yeah. All right, then. Well, we'll crack on. I hope you enjoy this week's podcast. We're doing it with Paul, the Black Sheep researcher, who Chris is going to find very interesting. I'm sure he is. He's going in blind.
I'm going in blind. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
Also, you should, I know you don't like tennis, but you should remind for the second hour, you've got to sign up for £2 a month, because we never mention it. And people do say that someone actually said to me, I didn't realise that that's how it worked. Been listening to you for ages, and now I've realised I've got a load more content I can listen to.
What, as opposed to me mentioning it every week? That
you never mentioned the membership, but you can subscribe, can't you? But you never mentioned the £2 a month thing, right, which is just to keep it all up and running, basically.
I'm not going in with salesman tactic.
Well, you mentioned
as that guy said, Dom and Chris
vitamins. Mentioned the bloody website subscription.
Dom and Chris, right? I've got no idea how to market this bullshit Big Shield platform.
It's true.
Yeah. Spent all my life selling stuff.
Yeah, but you mention your vitamins every week, right?
I say thanks.
Yeah, no.
I don't go into individual things.
Mention the £2 membership and say thanks for that.
Yeah, well, I should do, really. Thanks to all members and anybody else. You can go do one. No, I'm joking. Thanks to everybody. Thanks to everybody.
Yeah. Anyone who listens, even if it's
first. Yeah, anybody who listens. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Keep all right, then. If you're going to join us in part two, as Chris has just told you, you can become a member and join us in part two. If not, it's all right. We'll see you next week.
But
all right, welcome back to Sheep Fan Podcast. This is episode 211, I think. Might be 212. 212, I think it is. I lose track now. Let's pull
11.
211, is it? As our guest Paul has just said, he's made that many. He can't remember going back now in time. We've got Paul, the Black Sheep researcher, who used to be What the Flock TV.
Yeah, in between being the Black Sheep, yeah.
Yeah, in between being the Black Sheep researcher.
I went back to my roots.
Yeah. But we've all got us, well, me and Chris have got his Big Shill mics cranked up and we're on his bullshit platform. Paul's got a new camera, so he's got a Big Shill camera as well.
Yeah, Shill camera. Show me Shill bald head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We've got a follically challenged duo and one that's sort of going follically challenged in our Chris. He's probably got more. He's probably got more nostril hair now than he has on his head.
I've been going follicle channels for about 10 years.
Just, you have just actually,
stayed,
yeah.
Stayed like this forever.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a part breed Ray Reardon.
Yeah, Black Nicholson on Cosmo.
Yeah, Black Nicholson. I call
him. Use a brush. I've not used a brush in years.
I call him Black Nicholson, Paul, instead of Jack Nicholson. But anyway, here we go. We're already down that on that road. So yeah, we've got Paul with us. We've sort of been put in touch by. Well, we sort of spoke before on in the comments and things like that, other people's podcasts like Rise Above and in Paul's when I've listened to his stuff, and he's been on our live streams in the chat as well at times. And we did actually ask a couple of years, mentioned a couple of years about doing the show, but we never got around to it. But here we are now. Thanks to Cilla Black, otherwise known as Sam Carno. Who had been pestering the hell out of me and pestering Paul for a few weeks. Yeah. Sam, if you don't know him, he sounds like he's from Sweeney.
I do remember, what was your other name, Paul?
What the Flock TV.
I remember What the Flock TV. How long ago was that?
Two years ago. I was Black Sheep Researcher. YouTube deleted me. So I set up What the Flock TV. And I missed the name. You know, it's like, you are known as that. And I was known as a Black Sheep. I always have. And I thought, I went, okay, I want to go back to Black Sheep.
Yeah, yeah.
So I did. And people are like, I've not following you for years. It's like, you've watched me as What the Flock TV.
Yeah. So we've got a reason for our name. We were actually brought up on a small sheep farm. Our dad was a butcher and we actually kept sheep. So we only had about 100 or so at one point. But we did have quite a few sheep. Yeah. So what's your story?
Well, for years, I've been jumping around communities, looking at all topics. Like I said, I never discount anything. I like looking at everything. Yeah. And I don't like to be told you have to choose that. You have to choose the red pill, the blue pill. I don't like none of that. I like to make my own opinions and I like to contradict myself regular because the more info I learn, I keep changing my mind. Mm-hmm. So I was posting stuff and the so-called gatekeepers of any community, there's always like 2 to 4 and then big people like stature and they think they're famous and you know all that type. They have even bigger shill mics and they were like, you know what, you're the devil. They were calling me the devil, you're the black sheep. And right. I thought, you know what, right, you bastards, I want to create a channel and I'll call myself the Black Sheep Researcher.
Right,
well, and
you create a channel out of being having the mic taken out of you as like a spite channel kind of.
Yeah. And I thought, you know what, I'll just create something out of a negative, you know, and see how it goes. And I didn't realize how hard it would be. And obviously the implication of having trolls and freaks, weirdos, and you, God knows what the internet can bring to you out. And you're like, bloody hell, I've just landed in a parallel universe type of thing. So all that good stuff. And I thought, you know what? Yeah, I want to stick with it. And that's why I went back to it. I got deleted first. And I thought, no, I missed the black sheep. YouTube, you. Beep, beep, beeps.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what? I'll have What the Flock TV because people then obviously still in regard to sheep and different things. And I like, no, I've been missing it for years. And you know, when you have that itch and it's like, I'm just going to go back to it. And I just want fuck it, I'll go back to it.
Well, I think this is much of a release doing these podcasts, you know, it's as it is when we used to have to listen to people to get the, not necessarily get the information, but sort of listen to people who were thinking along the lines that you were. So now I don't really listen to many people. We mentioned this the other day, didn't we, Chris? I haven't got many people I watch or listen because I spend my time researching if I'm not doing anything. Yeah. So the outlet now has changed for me. I don't know if it's the same for you.
Yeah, it's a shame. Like, for instance, if, you know, Sam's like, you get that many stuff going in your inbox with stuff to watch. And it's like, I haven't got time. And it's like, when you do videos like we do, people always say, oh, well, you stole that information from that. You stole that information for this. You've nicked it from that. And I'm like, I went, you know what? I'm just going to say I don't watch nothing. And then I'll just get my head down, do what I own, do what I do.
Yeah.
And see what... You know what information comes from that?
Isn't that learning? For me, you read a book, for instance. I'll use Dave McGowan's book as a prime example, as influence for some of my work and Chris's research as well, like the Laurel Canyon one. And you look at that as a groundbreaking type of style of how he's researched it, and then you take it to another place. So you do use that as influence, but it's not necessarily.
Yeah, there's no harm in saying, you know, that's why I always say in my videos, someone give me inspiration and I want to use that. I want to give them, you know what people are like? Did they think you're calling the videos or calling their theory? And it's like, no, I'm just using it for inspiration and I'm just giving you credit. Like, hey, I got that information from this.
Yeah.
And it's just giving me food for thought. I'm unlike you guys, I find hard to read. I'm dyslexic.
Right.
So I have some books and I am starting reading more, but I just spark upstairs in the head. Though if you say something to me straight away, I'm putting patterns and links. I'm thinking, how can I attach that to this? And that's how I work. Everyone is inspiration to me. And when I'm doing a video, I remember if I can, like, oh, damn, didn't I make a video 2 years ago on that? And I said that then, and how it's changed and how you grow. So that's what I do on the videos. Everyone who's comments, if I can read them, because you know what they're like, I use that as inspiration. And I say to people, I don't watch because there's too many people saying, no, you've stole that, you've stole this, you know, and it's a shame.
You know, there's also
a point that different people in different parts of the world or country or whatever start coming to the same conclusions at similar times, don't they?
Yeah.
You know,
we're all connected.
Yeah.
Yeah. You start to realize same things at the same time.
Well, going back to when they were inventing aeroplanes or even vacuum cleaners or electricity, they were inventing it all over the world, different people at the same time. It's just that somebody got there first and put the name in it on the patent or whatever. But there were 10, you know, loads of different people doing that. But it's interesting you say that we all do our own research in different ways. And people have often asked me, have emailed in, commented or asked me personally, can you show me how you do your research? How do you do your genealogies? How do you do this? And I say, I can't because I don't really know. So something, you'll spot something and it sends you off on a train that, you know, that you can't stop until you've got to the end of that journey. And then you put the stop on and put it all together, tidy it up. Is it a similar sort of process for you?
Yeah, it's exactly that. I get inspiration from anywhere. I'm sitting there, listening to something, I'm falling to sleep, and someone will say something in the background, or I hear a tune, and I'm like, "Damn, I didn't realize that lyric meant that." So everything, it's like someone just turned you on, and you're hearing and seeing things differently, and that's what it is, and that's how we do. People are always saying to me, "Paul, how do you do your spell etymology?" He said, "I just look."
Yeah.
What book do you use? I said, "I don't really use books. I just, you know, I just use my own method that I've created for myself that works for me."
Yeah.
And we all have it, and it's the process of you trying to find your process.
Yeah.
It's a journey, and yet you pitfalls, up and downs. Sometimes it'll be, I can't believe I missed that word, and it's like, it's just part of the journey. It's not your time to find that particular gem, and you just keep going with it.
Yeah. Other night, I thought, right, I'm going to go to bed, and I'm just looking something on my computer. My missus had gone to bed, nippers had gone to bed, and I saw something and I thought, oh, bollocks. I'm going to have to... 1 o'clock then I left the computer until I got the information. And most of it's boring. It looked on its own, it's boring information, but when you put it together as a whole, it shows you some kind of pattern.
Yeah.
That's what excites me. Boring bastards.
That's what I always say. Yeah. That's the bit I love, making a pattern, knowing that someone else is going to look and see a different pattern and tell me they see a different pattern.
Yes.
And it's like, that's... that's what we all need. There's not enough people telling each other the different types of patterns that you see. You know what I mean? And they're scared to say it because you'll either sound like you're batshit crazy or you'll get accused of being devils and all that stuff. It's a shame. It's
or why masons. I said masons.
Yeah. It's why I said a community is a con. It's a community because it's a big con.
I don't think it. I mean, I'm not in the mood. I don't want to be in a movement or a community.
Neither,
like.
Neither am I.
Yeah. I think it's an individual journey, is this. However, I think there are like-minded people, like we're talking to you now, and many people who have met over the last 4 or 5 years, who, you know, if the shit hit the fan, they're the ones that are going to be there. And you don't even have to have a community to know that. They're just going to be there. You know that. I've been making some videos called Don't Believe the Matrix videos, and people have been asking, when I put images on, why is that in that order? Why is that in that order? This is the level. I don't go into that level of detail with it. I just deal them out like cards and put the images there with some music behind it. So some of them might look a bit abstract and whatnot. Reason I'm sort of raising that, there's a lot of things happening at the moment that I think are making people overthink things a little bit, especially in the news cycles. I don't really watch the news, but I get, obviously, like you said, you get a lot of emails, don't you? At the minute, we've got the grooming gang thing, and we've got all the actors playing the part, which I think you're going to speak about in a bit. We've got the California fires, which all these things are awful, by the way. They're not nice things to happen, but they're all not made up, but they're like, the fires have been caused by Governor of California and the people that run the shit show, and the grooming gangs is a like 5% part of the whole part of that crime, you know, in history. So what you're going to explain the actors in the show, go on, that's what I'm getting to.
So that's what we were talking about pre. So when I don't generally cover stuff like this because people are, as you well know, when you start talking about this thing, people get even more triggered because it's an emotional, because it's that more human element, and you'll get, well, it doesn't matter what happens to those people because they're all actors. It's not like, not everyone is an actor. Some people, you know, they do kill non people. It's just part of the plan of sorts. You know what I mean? So I think our humanity has gone out of things. It's our emotions been taken away. And I always say, I want to try and bring that back because that's what they are. They're lacking the humanity, and they're treating people just as objects. And that's what we as a community, I'm not in it, but you know what I mean?
As a race, species.
We take away all that emotion and we just treat it and call and ridicule people. And we don't think that person is, well, 9 times out of 10 human. I say that loosely now, human on the other end. And that emotion's gone out. So a while ago, as you were talking about politics and different things and all these people being actors, I did an old etymology on that, and I found that under actor, the actual description was agent. So an actor is an agent. So then you always automatically think, you know what, agent provocateur. Straight away you think of these things, and you know that's a person who incites and induces, you know, others to commit crimes and, you know, ridicule or discredit them. And that's an actor. So basically, the etymology of an actor is an agent. So you like automatically think, bloody hell, that does now make sense. Mm-hmm. So actors are agents, you know, and they have guilds and they have secret ceremonies. And again, I won't say every actor is an agent, you know, because the possibility of everyone being in it, it's just not.
No.
You know what I mean? You have to just be common sense to it. But something like that, when you're talking about how they induce or less and they want to indoctrinate and control, well, they're all agents working for a particular body or, you know.
And they could be controlled in many different ways, can't they? Some of them could be in the club, if you like. Some of them might be controlled through finance or status or whatever you want to call it, whatever. Or controlled by sexuality or whatever it is. But they're actually still working for the same thing.
What's that word they use? Departmentalized.
I'm not allowed to say it because Christian says I sound like a twat when I say it in a Yorkshire accent. Compartmentalized.
It sounds like Gromit out of Wallace and Gromit.
I like to say, you don't know you're doing stuff, you know what I mean? You're just being told by your boss, who's been told by their boss, and so on. And it's like, that's what a lot of things done. No one, you know, unless you're part of the club, know what exactly he's doing. Because more people know, more stuff gets out.
It's like people mention the elites, and who are the elites? And they'll mention, say, I don't know, Boris Johnson or Keir Starmer. They're not the elite. They're pawns. They're very low down the pecking order of that. Yeah, they might have a good living. They might earn a lot of money. They might even whatever, but they're not the elite. They might even have the right bloodline, but they're not the elite. No. They've been chosen for a particular job, like say an actor, an agent to push a particular agenda.
And it's just like they say, all the world is a stage, you know, and we're merely players. And when you look at that stage, all the world stage, it's gates, it's doorways, and they call actors. Tor in German is door, you know. So an act is just a part of the play. You know what I mean? So everything in a word is a spell. I mean, we use spellings every day. You learn grammar. It is a grimoire. You know, so it's all there. You just need to look at it. And people say, how? Why did you do it like this way? Well, it's all a spell. It's all repetition. And if I want, like, the intent's important. So if you say something good, it'll have a different intent and a frequency to someone who's been negative, evil behind it.
I used to use that when we were a kid, you know. I worked that out pretty young. I used to say to dogs, I don't know if you remember this, Chris, when we were younger. I'd be angry and say, you blah blah, you bastard or whatever, and it'd cower. And then I'd go, you bastard, and it wouldn't do anything. Because I'd do it in a different voice or a different intent. And I learned that animals reacted differently, like humans do, to how the wavelength of what you're saying, and going back to what you're saying, that etymology is and then you've got symbols, obviously, as well, haven't you? But I mean, Chris is more into that sort of side of it than I am, the etymology and the, not necessarily grammar, but more the signs, like Chris, and the numerology and stuff.
I don't want to talk about the fires in California, which are horrible, like you said. I noticed on BBC, when you see pictures of the fire, because I think, us conspiracy nutjobs have been trapped as well by that story, by the way, because it's so blatantly fraudulent how it's been done.
Portrayed.
But even on the BBC, it shows all the burning, and then it always shows trees around it. So they're doing it. I don't know, maybe I'm nuts, but they're showing it on purpose, that there's vegetation and trees around these insane blazing fires. Do you know what I mean? And even every photo you see in any news article or in any footage, because I was watching some BBC footage on YouTube, and it shows the vegetation around it, which doesn't make any sense. Your brain's saying that doesn't make sense. But I suppose they're normalising it as well at the same time, aren't they? That the trees have got too much sap in them so they don't burn and all that shit. But we know as a human being, that is not right, seeing a brick house burn while a tree's next to it.
Well, now the mass house fires, not there used to be forest fires. Now they're not forest fires, they're actually
just the houses go.
Yeah. But anyway.
It'd be the forest would be burning and the houses would be in danger. Now it's just the houses are going up. It's bizarre. But I think they're showing it in plain sight, that they're showing the trees all around. That gets us crazy lunatics talking as we are now. But also it's a bit of a piss take as well.
Yeah, well, it's like what we always say, innit? You want to do something over there, so you're distracted from looking over here. And it's like, did they really need to do that anymore? It's like people will jump on any subject, but like I said, things like this will grab attention, and they flood the media outlets, and people's attention's automatically triggered on that, and you wait to see, you know, what are these people going to say. It's like they're preempting them to look into things, and it's crazy because we have all these fires everywhere. You know, and 9 times out of 10, they started they started fires anyway to, you know, what do they call it? They do it to do the...
Yeah, well, they get rid of the dead dead foliage and things like that.
Yeah, they seem to burn it all to rejuvenate type of things. And it's, you know, everything can be a ritual, you know, if you do it, you know, everything can be a ritual, a rite. And these things, ask Curry, and what happens with what we were talking about before? Our emotion gets desensitized against all this. It's like we see all this, we see bodies and different things, and it's like it's just normal to us. You know what I mean? Do you want to, like I said, do you want to take the human, what was human? You know, you're feeling Sony, like, oh, it doesn't matter. They're all actors or they're all Shield gatekeepers. You know what I mean? And that's something I don't like. You know what I mean? We're all like our own opinions. We like things, talking and coming up with different theories, but have some respect, have some morals, and be a difference. There's no point us being talking how we are and talking about topics if we know better than them. Yeah, you know,
too right.
We just another group of people talking shite bollocks and
being abusive. Yeah.
Yeah. And being abusive. Have some humanity. Have some, you know, say, guys, you know, there's still children there after all, or they've got kids. And it's like, oh, because they're celebrities, it's a free for all. You know what I mean? And not all people are in it. It's like what we've said, it's deep, you know, compartmentalized. Everyone has a job and people just get told or blackmailed. As you know, there's a lot of things to the, you know,
well, I know what I find, what I find interesting when you do say some genealogy on somebody or some background on somebody, that I never think you horrible bastards, I want to knock you out type of thing. I always think that, well, like we did when I did Tony Blair a few years ago, not necessarily actually did him. When I researched him,
he said it for
of Jen Chandler.
Yeah, he does it for me. Does old Tony? But we actually felt sorry for him. We felt sorry for the child when he looked at what his upbringing was like and the people he was around. And likewise with Boris Johnson, you know, these people were abused as children.
Yeah.
I'm not saying sexually, although I have my doubts about Blair, but definitely physically, because Boris Johnson's written about it, that as a child he was beaten shit out of basically at school every day, more or less, because they were the type of schools they went to. So you have to have a certain sympathy for these people, and that's why they turn out to be those people that we see in 2020, for instance.
Yeah. I think if, like you just said, you have to feel sorry for them. I think if you have that, it makes you a better researcher. And it makes you a better person talking about something like, hey, guys, you know, it is this and we're talking about this, but, you know, let's still have this type of aspect and thought on it. You know what I mean? It makes you a better person. If you just like one track mind and everyone is this and everyone is that, you're going to be calling everyone. It's like, and I'm not disregarding research on any topic, but, you know, when people put like triangles over skeletons and say that's a man and that's a woman. I mean, yeah. I'm a woman according to one troll. And it's like, oh, okay,
a bearded one.
Kids, like, you who look like me, that the mum strangely found someone that looks identical to me to have children with. And it's like, it's ridiculous. It's like,
how I never heard that triangle thing till recently. I think, did Matt bring it up or one at Rise Above Guys? I'd never heard of that triangle.
Might have been Rise Above Guys that brought it. No, I've never heard of it either. That's how much research I do into that. I mean, for me, the lookalikes, there's always going to be doppelgangers.
Yeah.
Right. I think whatever system we're in, I said this in an email about an hour ago, whatever system in seems to repeat the same program over and over again. All right, takes it to a different place, maybe digitally, but it repeats the same. So the people, the bodies we walk around in are going to be repeated because it's like a cookie cutter pattern, isn't it?
Yeah. And there's only so many variations, and it's like, people, well, this is sort of stuff I make up in my head. It sounds good, but don't take this as fact, guys. But if you think about it, when you're at that process of being conceived, sound, you know, sound's all around us. You know what I mean? Memories, everything that I've talked about it. And we have memories, like ancestral memories. You know, like you look like your granddad or your dad and so on and so on. Yeah. And you might not have ever seen them. You know, so you're passing on this type of trait, and then that trait will be mixed with this, and there's so many doppelgangers out there, and it's ridiculous. It's like, are they all just suits? Is it all made? Is there only, you know, like you're saying, cookie cutters type of thing? And is there only X amount? You know, so it's strange when you think about it like that. How we are so alike we look to a lot
of people. One of the things that identifies that is are them identikits they used to use on bloody Crime Watch or whatever it were called, yeah, where they had certain eye shapes and they only had like 10 different ones, and middle of your nose here. Chris's nostrils might be one-offs, but other than that. But what I'm trying to say is that there are only certain types of foreheads and stuff like that. And so that shows you that they know that there are only 10 different types of human Because you can see Chris points it out, don't you? You say, oh, he looks like my son, and he might be Chinese or he might be
Yeah, no, yeah, me and my missus do it as like a bit of a joke. Like there's a certain tribes of people, and we'll say like my son, oh, he's from sub-tribe, even though it could be African or Chinese or Indian or anything. And they've got a certain look about them and a certain air about them, if you know what I mean. I was thinking actually when you were saying that, when I was younger, I used to, not so much now, but when I was younger, I used to, because I've travelled around a bit, worked in different places, I get people say to me a lot, I know you, Donna, from somewhere. And I'd be like, no, I've never been here before. Now, it used to happen all the time. I've definitely met you before. No, you definitely haven't, because I've just got here. And again, I'm obviously from some kind of tribe or cookie-cutter version of someone else that they know, and they think I'm them, but I'm not. But you get like a head shape, for instance, or a small chin and a certain shaped nose. You're like, oh, they're from the so-and-so tribe. Me and well, again,
the Habsburg chin, that's a prime one, isn't it? The Habsburg chin.
Yeah.
Is a real identikit cookie cutter bloody trademark of that bloodline.
Like I said, so many, like I said, there can only be so many possibilities, and then you will obviously people who believe that there's clones. There's you know, if you look at our ancient history, it's like they say that they made humans, you know, from different cultures. And it's like, were we all made in a lab originally? You know, are we all related from one couple? Is that even possible? You know what I mean? So there's so many permutations to all that type of theory to influence how you then look at, you know, reality in you. And then you'll get people, well, they're reptilian and they're this and this. It's like, really, so it's you know, how much is real? Are we in a simulation? Does it not really matter? Is it just codes, ones and zeros? You know, so when you start talking about something so benign and not mean anything, it's like, wow, yeah, it gets deeper. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and the, going back to the ones and zeros thing, I mean, in the simulation, I mean, these are, again, they're all theories. I mean, I hear people saying it's definitely that, and there's no way you can prove any of that until we're not here anymore, and there might be something else at the other end. That's the only time we'll ever find out whatever it is at the other side, if that actually happens. I've never known anybody actually say, well, I were there, apart from one guy who wrote a book a few hundred years ago, apparently, or a book were about him.
I think there's some truth in the...
we won't get into that one because we'll get more emails.
I think there's some truth in the some people parading as different genders that aren't. I mean, I'm not going to go into it on a crazy level, but I think there is some truth there. That some, and if you think about where we are now with the transgender agenda, would it be a surprise if someone revealed themselves as, I used to be this, but now I'm that, and they're, I don't know, someone in, say Big Mike, for instance, and there'd be nothing you could really say because, you know, otherwise you're slandering them, basically. They're bringing it to a level of normalization where there'd be a big group of people reveal themselves as the other gender. It wouldn't surprise me at all, is what I'm trying to say.
That would surprise me either, that, no.
But then you think, you tell someone that, and they say, but what's the point in that? Well, it's deception. It's more deception, isn't it?
Yeah.
And again, you'd look at that person with some sympathy because they're probably playing a part that they've been forced into
That was nearly done with that Kardashian guy, wasn't it? That was nearly like that, weren't it?
Yeah, it was like that.
Played out on mainstream nonsense.
It literally played out in front of his eyes, yeah. But I'm on about someone who's already in, like Big Mike. But again, like I said, would there be some sympathy for these people? Because they've been maybe forced into playing that part, or is it just part of the system that we're not aware of? I don't know.
Fine balance, isn't it? Like always, it's like what I've tried to talk about, like trying to have some sympathy, but sometimes it's like that story or that topic has hit you a lot, you know what I mean? So you then like forego any sympathy, you know what I mean? It's weird. It's like people don't have like set rules, you know what I mean? It's topic to topic and how it will affect you. It's like you've just mentioned the transgender and the transitioning from male to female, female to male. And obviously we'll get into a certain god who I research a lot. Is a god of transitioning, god of transitions, and he has multiple faces and different sexes. It's like, that is why they're doing it to him. And it's like, oh, okay, and then carry on with it. It's like, bloody hell, that's a big part to that story. Is it? I'm just showing you a aspect of a ritual, a rite to a religious practice that guy's transgender, you know? And it's like, they ignore all these things, and it's just because I've done it, it's like, it's another thing you've made up, Paul. It's like,
yeah. Well, I mean, it's a bit like when the COVID nonsense, when COVID hit, when that hit, you could tell that were a ritual because the things they were doing was all part of the Masonic rites, isolation, mask wearing, yada yada, was all part of the Scottish rites actually. So they did that on mass for the first time, probably in front of everybody, banging pots and pans and begging, basically. And nobody realised that, probably, apart from people like ourselves and people listening, that it was some sort of ritual. So these rituals are happening all the time. Like the scariants that they were using were all named after Greek gods, and all these things that they were doing was all part of that process, weren't it? Because somewhere, the ancient memory in our genetics, it would have been triggered by something with these names probably as well, these spells that they were casting.
And it's so funny because we all have a theory on that ritual and who it was to. And it's like, bloody hell, I didn't realise there were so many people that could have so many different thoughts on who it can be. And it's like, and people will argue, no, my theory is the rightest. I can prove it. I've got X amount to prove it's that. And it's like, you know, we all see this realm differently.
Yes.
And they have chosen one of the biggest rituals ever to hit modern times. It is, you know, there's you can't get away from it. And it's like, okay, so I say to you guys out there watching, what did they try and get you to wear? Face mask, making you two-faced. Okay. Name a two-faced god. Oh, yeah, Janos, right? So you can see the link straight away. And Janos is associated with various numbers, but the biggest one is number 11. It represents the doorway, gateway. He's also 365, 65 on one hand and 300 on another. You know, he is the calendar, basically. He's in charge of the calends. So every first day is a ritual to him, like April's Fool, you know, all those type of things. So every first day of every month is his day. He has that, obviously, it's January, and they moved into that. So
is that why they celebrate New Year then? It's in so much with so much energy because of the 1st of January is like the biggest first of the year, if you like.
Yeah. And they moved it for Janos. They moved it because originally, at one spell, he was the 11th month. That's why the star sign for January is the 11th one. Do you know what I mean? So originally it was 11, and I think it was Emperor, is it Numa, something like that? I can't remember now, off by heart, but he moved Janos. He started the ritual of bringing January to the first month and having, because basically it starts, as you know, the new year in different cultures starts at different times, but on the whole, it was basically April, you know, end of March, April, start of the new season.
So one of the best, one of the best point outs that is, Paul, to someone, if you think everything's a lie, is, well, what they meant to change all the months. No, they didn't. Well, why is October? It should be the 8th month, because Oct is 8th. December should be the 10th, September 7th, et cetera, et cetera. It's one of the easiest things to point out to someone who thinks you're talking absolute gibberish. Sorry,
crazy how much they've changed. And it's ridiculous. So they changed that for him and Two-Face, and it's like the machines that they used to test the swabs were called Janos. The first thing they used to test the disease was a Janis Kinnebase. And the first death officially was the 11th of Jan. So there's so many things, and every of the names that they use, you know, COVID-19, COVID, and all that stuff in numerology added to 11. I've put them in old videos to show people. It's like, think about it now. Who was the go-to guy promoting all this shit? It was Bill Gates. Well, Gates in Latin is Janua. It's Janis. So the guy is named after him also. And he got married on the 1st of January. I know he's divorced now, but it's all a ritual. So there's all these connections showing you who it was to. It's like when they had the lockdown in the UK, the first country they went back into re-lockdown was Leicester, if you remember. And Leicester has the only last Janus temple in the UK. It's called the Jury Wall. And that's the only thing left.
How do you spell Janus, Paul? Sorry. How do you spell it?
What, the who, the wall?
No, it's Janus.
As in the god.
Yeah, it don't matter what you call it. We all know. I call it Janos. It's with a J, J-A, and then, you know, it's basically...
L-O-S, Janos.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. Ah, right,
You pronounce Janos. It with a Y.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think I've ever heard of that Janos. One, to be honest. Is it? Oh, yes, I have, yeah. I've recognised
it. But in Latin, it is Ionos, meaning basically Ian, us. That's another derivative of Janos, Ian. So yeah. Think about it now when I say in my videos, in a particular faith, you're a Christian. Let's split that word up. Christ, Ian. Christ, Ian is a derivative of Janos.
Yeah.
Christian, Christ Janos. Who was the first pope? Janos. And you see all the links, and that's why they call the pope, the first pope, and anyone in charge, you call him Peter's. Peter's, Peter's father, the pope. Official title calling Peter father was on the 11th. It's like, how many connections do you need before you get to see this thing? It's like, why is a Vatican shaped like a key? You know, the side of it is shaped like a key. Why do we have these portal doorways that people just been talking about? Who's the god of doors? Janos.
Yeah, yes, I'm creating it now.
You know, and it's crazy that. It's a topic I fell into.
When did you fall into this topic, Paul? Right, because it's not just falling. It's not just falling into this. Know. It's not just falling into this topic, is it? This is being enveloped by this topic, isn't it?
Honestly, it's a crazy topic. It involves the Habsburgs that you were talking about. Because if you remember the motto, that's another name for Janos. The motto is A-E-I-O-U. That's the name of a god. That's Janos. So that's their motto. That was what they portrayed. And I came to a theory.
And they were one of the starters of World Economic Forum, weren't they? The Habsburg dynasty. He was one of the first speakers there.
Interesting as well, Paul, just looking at that, reading about this Janos character, the beginning and ending of conflict, and what have we seen since the end of the COVID nonsense? All we've seen is conflict. So was it a ritual to bring in constant conflict that we seem to have been in ever since it ended, really. Literally, war was announced when it ended, wasn't it? Literally.
Yeah, it's also associated with the god being war. And I always get mixed up because, you know, when you talk about something so many times, you forget bloody hell what you... So it was either he used to open his doors in war and close them in peace. I think that's the right way around. And his doors were only shut three times. And the first time they were, you know, they were for peace. Was on January the 11th, January the 29th, which 992 is 11. So they're always trying to get this 11 in everywhere. You'll see it. Like the other day.
He was everywhere in COVID, wasn't it? 11 was used everywhere in COVID. Yeah.
Well, even Boris Johnson, I think he was born in 1965 and he was 56 when he started. Anyway.
And that's like the doorway. It's like, so when they do a ritual, they have to get in because Janos, and people always say, you making this shit up. It's not me. I've never made one thing up. I found it in books or information that you can get.
Who is this person, Paul?
In fairness, Paul, right? I think I'd be more impressed if you had made it up.
I wish you could. It's like when they talk about stuff, it's like, you know, I even put, as you know, you've watched me the odd video, and it's like, I'll actually put a piece of information on the screen to show you.
Yeah.
You know.
Another interesting aspect to this, God of all beginnings, gates, transitions, time, choices, duality, doorways, passages, and endings. Choices is an interesting one, isn't it? Because we had the choice. We were giving you the offer to have the arm spear stroke jib jab. So you were given a choice in everything over, during COVID. You were given a choice, weren't you? Nothing was
this
forced.
This is what gets me because I had once someone message me saying, Paul, I've recommended your channel to someone big and they've subbed me. I'm not saying it is because I don't get into that stuff. But what they said, you should research Janos to this other person. He said, no, he's insignificant. It's crap. And he basically just he emailed this person. Basically, you know, when you type in who is Janos, you'll get the said typical. And that's what people, it's like a trap. It's a trap type of thing. You know what I mean? If you type in, you'll only get that. But if you type in other things, you will find it. It's like Kronos. In ancient scripts, is known as Janos. Janos is them. He was the original. That's who they've based on. Even Saturn, they've based on Janos. So when you're showing all this symbology and talking about this, it's Janos. You have to go through Janos to go to anything. That's why he's a god of ceremonies and initiations. A to B as well. Boundaries, he's known as Terminus. Mm. So there's so many names that he is. And it's like, I say to people in videos, and they're like, well, you're just making it up, or you can't be everything. And I say, that's the point. In fact, if everyone's called John Smith, Agent Smith, you'd be like, why? Because the information is making you look at something like that.
Also, the very nature of the make-believe, if you like, is that they do change names. They do change. That is part of it, isn't it? Metamorphosizing. All this change of the name is to confuse everybody and make it, like you just said, Janos, Ionos, all these things. I mean, there are companies called Ionos and...
And he is the god of change, similar to Ionos as well.
I'm
looking at the wiki version, but he is the god of change as well. I mean, you can't say that everything hasn't changed since
and transitions,
the initiation process.
And you look at, you're on about actors. Look at the Actors Guild. How many faces is on it? Oh, it's two.
Oh, the BAFTA. BAFTA looks like this. That looks like the...
And the V for Vendetta.
It looks very similar to the Yannis statue there. Yeah.
But you've got to think about it now. I'll ask you guys now. Who is the most powerful or has the most power in a building? Is it the CEO, the manager, or is it the guy or lady, you have to say it these days, who has the key to every door? So a CEO can only go if someone lets him in to a certain room. You know, I'm seeing, you know, get him in there. There's a guy who has the keys. And they call it a janitor. Oh, yeah, janitor is named after Janos. So you can imagine all the keys, all the gods, all the rooms, all the shit, he's got it on his keys, and he basically just pulls one out and opens a door, and he becomes that entity.
Like the guy in the Matrix, Matrix 2.
Yeah, the key holder. The architect, like the architect and the key maker.
The key holder, you know, guy's got a big bunch of keys.
Arches, arc. There's so much. The guy who is the janitor of Vatican, his name derives from Janos. His name's Gianna. So even the janitor is named Janis, and he's got the keys of the Latin. And it's all these links. It's how many links? If you don't believe in coincidences, how do you not see?
And what you're... I mean, I know we're talking what we've been for an hour or so, so you can't possibly get all this information. You've made bloody dozens of videos on this stuff, but... That information you're doing there is a key, is a look into how the research comes together, isn't it? Because you see that link and that link and that link, you think, whoa, hang on a minute. Even if you see two or three, right, you know there's some, you know you're onto something, don't you? Because automatically that can't possibly happen. The laws of in that time scale, even, that can't happen, can it?
What's going on? It's like you said to me, how can it be all these names? And people have said, how can it be all these names? So he's also known as the first ship builder. He's a guy who showed people, he built the first ship. So you have maritime law. He's also accredited in all books by Plato and Cicero and all them types of dudes that he taught humans how to live under rule law. He taught humans law. He told them how to sacrifice, and he taught humans how to wall their cities. So you see people now going around talking about, oh, Starfort. It's all him. And we're talking about law. So he taught humans law according to, because obviously you can find another book to say something else. So if he's the first shipbuilder and he taught humans the law, right? Isn't it a coincidence that his name at the time was Janos, but also Noah? Oh, we've all heard of Noah before. That's just a coincidence. He's also known as the first shipbuilder. Who told you that, Paul? Oh, well, just this 12th century book. Here you go. Have a look. Oh, well, that's bollocks. It's a lie. That, well, yeah, it can be a lie because it's a person's perspective writing the book. But it's just as much information that we can use, like what you're using.
And also, if you add up all these informations that add up to 20 different times that name's been linked to that thing, then it's not a coincidence anymore, is it? It's impossible to be.
Yeah. And it's scary because it's like you've talked about the Habsburgs and the Holy Roman Empire. That's what basically they started. Right, so in the period that the Holy Roman Empire probably started, 11th, 12th century, you know, you guys have looked into it, you say, near enough, yeah, here are a few years, They went from a one-headed eagle to a double-headed eagle. And in, you remember the ancient empire called the Hittites?
Yeah, I remember them, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Well, on a doorway, they have a seal of a double-headed eagle. And in an old book, it says, this is Janos, who represents a double-headed eagle. The first use of it. And I've showed it in videos. So when you're seeing the double-headed eagle come into play in the 11th, 12th century for the Habsburgs, they're showing it. It's a period known as, it's one of my favourite videos, the Great Vowel Shift period. Right. And you break down
I'm going to write down which were your favourite video. I've just written, I wrote that down earlier when we were talking. But anyway, you just answered it.
So when you break words down like I do, vowel, obviously A-E-I-O-U, sometimes Y, sometimes W. But if you break it down, it's vow to L. So you get all Elohims, meaning Lord, meaning divine. So the Great Vowel Shift period was a time when they changed the vowels from a god to another god. And all the sciences that we use today, still today, the printing press, everything was created in this period. Even the shape of this realm was concluded in this time period. We're going to go with this, guys. And it was all in the Great Vowel to Shift period. And it's crazy that you then see...
Is that what the class is, the Renaissance?
Yeah.
Yeah, is that the same time period?
Another period in the Renaissance. Remember, who was known to teach the Golden Age, taught humans everything, just like Lucifer, just like Prometheus.
Prometheus, yeah, I was thinking.
You know, the Dagon, Oans, which is another derivative of Janos. Janos's first name, oldest name that I've been able to find, is IA. And you quit straight away, you'll go AI.
Yeah. Yeah.
In Greek, it is number 11. So you see this all the way through history. And it's like, how can you possibly be Janos? It's not me. That's what I was saying. You type in Janos on a computer, you'll get what you found before. Oh, he's the god of times, beginning, blah, 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 this. But you then type in Janos is Noah, Janos is this, Janos, you'll find so much more. It's like the hiding the shit.
Yeah.
I've just done that.
So was Janos an entity? What is Janos?
He is, to some, some will call him the demiurge. It's just how you look at it. He is creation. He's been there at the beginning of time. Hence, he's looking back and he's looking in the present. But originally, he had four heads. The oldest incantation of him, he had four heads. He was known as the four winds, four good sides, you know, four pillars of the earth.
Four seasons, whatever, yeah.
Four seasons. And he was Ia or Yah, Jehovah, Allah. All those names are derived from his name. And in a book, they tell you that. So
do you think there was a group of these people? Because, like I said, Prometheus gave fire to humans. I forget who gave, was it Diana gave makeup? And it's very specific that these characters...
Diana.
Yeah.
It's a derivative of Janos.
Right. So you're saying that he was the fella, and then he was split into fractions of the one person. I mean,
I'm going to have to say this here. Sorry to stop you, right? But I've been talking to Chris earlier. We're doing some research on genealogy research on the Beatles. And the reason I'm saying it, you'll see why. And like you said, you've got to do something different. So I've been doing genealogy on Beatles and the people in the periphery. Because I'm not interested in the Beatles music, etc. I'm interested in the bloodlines that are surrounding the Beatles, if you like. Yeah. So I started looking at Jane Asher, came up with all sorts of stuff. Anyway, within Jane Asher's bloodline, I noticed a character called De Burr. And I thought, she can't be related to Chris De Burr, surely. So I followed that through. Yeah, Chris De Burr's related to Robert the Bruce, like she is, etc., etc. And Mr. Burr obviously wrote his famous song, Lady in Red. And I thought, I wonder if Diana's related to Robert the Bruce. Yeah, she's related to Robert the Bruce. And then I saw that there were a link to Richard Branson. And I thought, I wonder if he's related to Chris De Burr as well. And he wrote the Lady in Red. Jane Asher was in a film called The Mask of the Red, a horror film in the early 60s. Richard Branson's got a jumbo jet called Scarlet Lady and a cruise ship now called Scarlet Lady. And Chris then pointed out about it being the Whore of Babylon.
Yeah.
And you just mentioned Diana. That's why. That's the only reason why I got. But again, it's that them strings that are attaching all this symbology and patterns, isn't it?
Well, that's, we have a unique ability to see patterns. You'll see a different pattern than me. You'll make so many different connections that I will never. And that is why they divide us, because yes. They don't want who's good at making them patterns to meet up with them patterns, because they'll make new patterns, new spreads. Yeah. You know what I mean? And that's what they don't want. It's like when I got to this topic and found that there was a, people talk about, oh, this is the reset. You know, you saw them. This is the reset, the best, is biggest, evilest, blah, 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 all that. Yeah. And normally you didn't even know about this reset. No one knew about it. They change how you speak.
Mm.
And they brought in the capability that you can understand me to a degree and vice versa. They give you an online dictionary in your head so you then can understand all the curse words and all the vowels. That's why they teach it English, English in school all around the world, so you can understand the curse words.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what they did. So what they talked about was, hey, and they talked about, there's archons, leaders of the, but there's archons, and supposedly each archon is in charge of a door. And to get through that door, to you to get to another level or heaven, whatever way you want to look at it, you had to learn every spell in this realm, every word, sigils, everything. That's why you look at the word logos, logos. It's also meaning the word of God also. So the logos is a symbol also. So when you're looking at all these things, it's like, if I can't get through the second door, I have to come back. Mm. It's like the farming your energy, you know, your spiritual energy, any way you want to look at it. So if you have a bouncer, you know, remember all the days when we used to go out younger, you used to have a bouncer on the door, two bouncers, three bouncers. And if, you know, if your face didn't fit or you were drunk, whatever, you didn't get in. But this is what these guys are doing. They're in charge of the door. They're controlling the narrative and they're sending you back down to the jungle, the zoo. And all this is in a place called the Great Vowel Shift Period. And it's crazy. It's, that's one of my breakthrough videos.
I remember watching it. I do remember watching it, yeah.
And it's crazy when you go look at it and then you see things. Have you ever watched that series? I can't remember what it was called. It's called The Preacher.
Yeah. I read the comics, actually. Yeah.
I've got them all here. And he has Genesis, which is a derivative of Janos. Jen, Janos. Mm. And
it's a little baby, isn't it, Genesis, in that.
And he has the power of the vocal cords. We have them. Vocal split up is VOC, voice of L, voice of God. That's why they try and stop you from saying anything. Hence why in that period when they locked down,
everyone who couldn't understand them because they were wearing masks.
Another again, stopping people talking. That's why freedom of speech. Because we're powerful. I can say something and it'll resonate with you or anyone listening today.
I mean, they're stepping forward on that one because it's now like freedom of thought, isn't it? They don't even want you to think that way, let alone speak that way.
And as you were talking before, not to go back, but you have kids, don't you? You have children.
Mm.
So that moment, you know, that them shill Mike wasn't born then. You were making your children. That art of conceiving. Well, Janus's other name is Concivius. He's creation. You're using him to conceive. Are you
so would you say would you say Janos is the energy in the world, or of good and bad?
Different things. It's like the magic, the Heker, right. Heker Hecate is a god of doorways. Also has three heads. They're all part of him. He people think it's evil. No, it's the intent. It's a tool. He says it when you look in the research. You have to go through it. So if you want to speak to another god, or you say your prayers and different things, you have to go through him. He controls A to B, not the taxi firm, but A to B, and anywhere in between. So people talk about all these theories, like, you know, you'll have talked about it, the pineal, the third door, the third eye. Well, why did they call the occult name for the pineal gland Janos? Manly P. Hall called it. Wow. So when you talk about all this pineal stuff and people want to get really deep, and it's a cult name, is Janos, because it's a doorway. And where is it kept? Right there, in between the two temples and the two 11 lines on your face. Straight there. And it's used to activate, you know, all this malarkey that people talk about. But it's called Janos. Why are people not talking about it? Because I show people the excerpt from the book. There you go. That
I would say it's the hidden subject. That's why they don't want to talk about it, because it answers questions that people don't want to hear. Not unless they don't want answers.
I'll go to you to pretend to be Joe Blogger who's talking to me, and I'll go, so what do you think of Manly Payal? And I'll be, you know, well, people think he's evil and all this, but look at all the occult information, I mean, hidden information that he's showing. Oh, he's great. Well, did you know he called the pineal Janos? Oh, no, he's a shill now. He's a gatekeeper. No, 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 no. You know what I mean? It's like, make your mind up. It's like, honestly, the quickest way you can get yourself thrown out of a chat is mentioning either my name or Janos, and people won't have it. And I keep going on it. People think I've made everything up, even though I show them all the old books, and they can go and look for themselves. You know,
and I know on a podcast like this, it's difficult to show. Well, obviously, we only use the audio, but it's difficult to show people in an hour.
Yeah.
The research, the amounts of research you can only, even on your videos, you can only show so much of your research. You can't show the hours and hours and hours and hours.
About, yeah. Because the length of things, we only have an attention span for so long. It's like people talk about, oh well, they're opening portals. That's CERN. Well, what if I told you another name in Janos goes by Cerninus? Oh, and CERN in Gematria adds to. All those are coincidences. Coincidences, yeah. I tell you. Yeah. How many, you know, and even in numerology, Janos adds to 11. 65, I think it is, if remembered. So all these things are found. And yes, I've made like a pattern to show you guys the best way this topic can affect you, because it is crazy. It's like I found him researching Genoa. So have you heard of Genoa, the town, the village?
In Italy, yeah.
Yeah. Well, people don't realize, people talk about Vienna as the powerhouse. So was Genoa. They had colonies all around this realm.
Well, the Genoese were... They were very powerful, weren't they?
Yeah. They went into the Ukraine and everything. And the Black Death, the plague, the first time it was used in like a biological weapon, the king was named King Janos. Just ignore that, though. And
just total coincidence.
And you reckon these people escaped back to Genoa with all this plague on the ship. And they called Genoa the doorway to Europe. Oh, that's just a coincidence. And I'll ignore the fact that Janus's head is on all the poles in the place. We'll ignore that. And in the big cathedral there, it says Janos, basically the city's name for Janos, he's a progeny of giants. Well, look at the word giants. G-A-I-N-T. Giants. T is always used in past tense. Let's take T away. You're left with Gian. Oh, yeah, it's Janus's name. So it's a coincidence, and I've made that up, you know, and someone told me about that. So, you know, that was years ago. So these things matter. So in that cathedral is where the first, I knew Janos in New Year, but it's like you've just Googled it. We all do it. That's all he is. And you not know much about it. I mean, I get passionate about it, you know, so I'm talking quick. So you'll have to tell me to slow down. But
no, that's why you're on. That's why you're on. We want to hear about this stuff. You know what I mean? I find that's it really interesting. I find it fascinating, Paul, to be honest with you. Like most of the research, obviously, you've only got time to do your research, what you're doing and what you find interesting. So having other people on that are doing this, doing the same sort of deep research is interesting. But this gets to the real core element. I know it's intrigued, Chris. I can see him thinking there. Because this is probably one of the things, and I'll say one because we don't know if there are others and what the others are, or maybe some other people do, of the first things, isn't it? We're all searching for the answers, aren't we? That's what we're searching for. Why are we here? What we do? What are the purpose of us being here at this moment in time to suffer all this traumatic shit that goes on?
I want to show
world.
You something on the screen. Obviously, the people at home can't, but I've showed it in videos. And I know you guys research Masons and all that stuff. Do you recognize that symbol?
The circle with a dot in the middle.
Yeah, with the two saints at either side.
Yep, I reckon. Well, I've seen it before. I'm not saying I'm an expert on what it is. But...
Who are the saints there, Paul?
St. John. Both of them. One St. John the Evangelist and one St. John the Baptist.
Right.
Right? In Italian, yeah. John is Gian, which is a derivative of? Oh, yeah. Yes. Janos. So they've got two St. Johns. Janice on each side of a doorway, because people have talked about the circle and the dot being circumpunctor in knowledge and gnosism. They've got it on the front. Knowledge. Look at the word knowledge. Split it in half. No, K-N-O-W and ledge. No is from gnosis. In a few videos back, I showed you Janos is known as the chief gnostic. He brought it. And ledge, people think ledge, window ledge, but no, ledge comes from a doorway. It's a part of the beam of the door. Mm. So even knowledge is telling you the gnosis of the door, knowledge of the door, the doorway, the rabbit hole. Everyone talks about the rabbit hole. We're going down the rabbit hole.
But this is the reason why language has been changed over generations to hide this is. So we lose the knowledge, again, use that word. We lose the history and the emotional attachment to it all as well. Well, the reason for doing it is lost as well, isn't it?
Yeah. It's also researching it. It's like in the UK, we have every first day of the month, we have white, you used to say the white rabbit. You guys know that saying?
No.
I've heard of it, yeah.
Well, every first day of the month, strangely, remember I told you at the beginning, he has every first day. So every first day of each month, people in the UK and in pagan times used to say white rabbit three times. It's supposed to bring you good luck, right? And that's on the first calendar, the first day of every month. So remember that white rabbit, because we talk about the rabbit hole. You guys have watched Matrix.
Mm.
What door number does is Neo, the one, door adds to 11? Right? So he gets his knock on the door and he tells him, follow the white rabbit. Knowledge, information, gnosis, Janos. So all this can be traced back to Janos. And remember, his first name is IA, AI. So he's gotten all of this matrix stuff and he is all these gods. And that's what intrigued me. I found him in
And Jay Nasher played Alice in Alice in Wonderland. As well, anyway.
Yeah, and it also reminds me like St. John the Baptist was put in there, and it's like when they talk about people talk about the corporation, you know, the corporation that runs everything, and what color flag did he use? It's a white flag with a red on it. That's the corporation. That is Genoa's flag. But the king at the time of England, the best navy in the world, according to all the history books, paid Genoa for the privilege of using the flag. Why would he do that? Tell me. So that, you know, and that's why you get all the connection with everything, because that flag, the cross, which adds to 11 in gematria again, let me just do this. It's showing you right there. And a cross... In etymology, old Viking term is known as a rood. R-O-O-D. What's that backwards?
Door.
Straight away. And where are the crosses? They're always above the door. On the altar, you'll see an arch, a doorway, and you'll always see a rood. On it, a rood is a cross. A crucifix, which adds to 11, which also represents keys. You know, so all these things add up and you're like, bloody hell, it's like you just unearthed like the main script and you're like you're reading it out. Shit, that's happened. You know what I mean? And then you talk about actors and talking about all the world is a stage. Stage is gates, anagrammed. Who is the god of doors? You know, who's the god who conceives you? And it's like, why is there not more many people talking about it?
Well, I mean, like, The reason people are talking, it's a bit like genealogy, isn't it? People say, well, if you go back in everybody's history, we're all related to royal family. Well, no, that's not quite true, actually. that's not real, because everybody I look at it from a genealogic point of view aren't related to Edward I, so they a few people are, and some people are related to other royalty. But all what we can say is that all the people, or most of the people that are in the public eye, have got some sort of bloodline.
Yeah. It's crazy, though. And this is what intrigues me about this topic.
And that's probably Janus Code.
Yeah, it's like, well, the Janus Code is a barcode that Bill Gates' dad made, and he renamed it Code 11.
Weird, that, isn't it? Yeah, weird. Yeah.
And the first security code that Bill Gates used on Microsoft should have been called, he actually, you know, he showed you articles, was codenamed Janus.
And also, you look at, you think, well, a window really is another idea of a door, isn't it?
Yeah.
So windows is actually
an entrance,
whatever that might mean.
There's also, Paul, a Janus molecule.
Yeah.
A two-faced molecule.
All that stuff, they've named it.
Yeah.
Every time I see somebody called Jan or Janice and that comes up, I always think your stuff. You what? What is it?
Punch him in the throat.
People won't be able to do this at home, but you can see that on the screen, can't you?
Yeah, I hear. Yeah.
I hear. That's his name now. People are into cymatics, right? You know, the sound hitting the medium, creating all these lovely patterns. Well, if you just take the first two letters, C-Y-S-I, that etymologically is IA. He's a god of frequency keys. That's why I say frequencies, frequency keys. Mm. All sound, everything is a medium. And Janus' name. So if you think about memories and everything kept all around us and frequencies and the symbol for a frequency, you put that next to his name, like he's talking, as you can see on the screen.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is something that someone says?
Yeah.
I am. That is God, another name for God. I am. I am.
And the I thing, the I as in iPhone, as in that I am, it was in everything, wasn't it?
I identify as I there now.
I am there. What's it called? The guy of Black Eyed Peas?
Will I am.
Yeah.
There were a lot. I remember there being a period of that. I am, yeah. And like when the iPhone and everything became I, didn't it? Mm. And I'm, you know, almost like a selfish generation, I suppose.
And it's like selfie. That book that people like to read with all stuff about Jesus is known as, what's its name?
Bible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, split in two. Bye. What's that mean? Oh, two. Two-faced. It's all it's two books and such. You know, it's Bible. And you can actually say Bible. You know, when people talk about bull and that bull in it. Well, Janus has horns too. In one aspect, he has horns. Capricorn and all that stuff, and Aquarius and all that stuff, all attracts to him. Cernunnos, the horned god. You know, when you start getting all the information, it's like, why did they not say that? It's like criminal. It's like people won't say it because they know they laugh. Because I got lambasted by a lot of big hitters. Oh, well, say what, Paul old fart and it's Janus. You know, on all this stuff. And it's funny that you fart and it coming out of your anus, which, if you look at it, the Anu, you know the Anus, they are gods in Mesopotamia and Sumeria. Anus. Mm. And it got defaced. And well, what you do, you could talk in a lot of shit and you're shitting out of it. You know? Yep. And it's crazy. It's like, it doesn't matter.
I think you're better off being doing what you do and not... Like, we always like doing what we do, don't we, Chris? And we don't, you know, we don't get loads of people on. We get people on we want to. What I'm trying to say is, why spread yourself too thin? I don't want loads of followers to start with. So we've never got into this to get followers. We got into it because we were annoyed initially about, it wasn't about 2020. I started before that, but Chris got involved because we were annoyed about 2020. Yeah. And that's where this has gone. So we didn't do it to get followers. You did it because you wanted to put your work out there. But
and that's just what I've done. I wanted to have a voice. It's like I can't moan and bitch whinge on.
Yeah,
they're not
exactly.
Doing it. If I'm not willing to do it, show me face. I know we're not doing it now, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. Show we do though. Yeah.
At least people can see it. It's like I've got dyslexia. I really had bad, and I thought, you know what? Are people who are dyslexic have they been created so that the spell doesn't work on them? Because it's called grammar and grimoire and it's ghost spells and all that. People talk about this is spell. That's why they call it spelling. Mm. So if we're dyslexic, I can't read it as much. So that's why I got into breaking the words down and call that series spell etymology. It's my own perspective. I break it down 2-3 times to show the phonetics of it and how it can be. Like I said to you before, agent is from actor. Graphene that we talked about a lot in the last couple of years, that means we're digging our own graves. That is the etymology breaking it down.
Yeah.
Like truth. That blew me away. I will be honest. Truth. People always get so passionate because they're fighting for truth. Truth doesn't mean truth. It means faith. That's why people are getting triggered.
Yes.
That's why
people... Into the belief system.
Yeah. The truth does not exist. It's been weaponized. So people are fighting each other, calling each other, because it back in the head, they're thinking, you know what? I'm fighting for the truth. I can talk to you like shit. Because they're fighting for the truth. It's fides. A Roman goddess called fides. Yeah. Confidence. Faith. That's what it means. Solid, steadfast. That's what truth means.
And we learned that truth wasn't truth because our dad used to talk quite a lot of shite. And he'd say, I'm speaking the truth. And it took me a while to realise out of my teens that, no, you're speaking your truth. It's your opinion. Yeah. It's not your truth.
Your faith, your confidence.
Yeah.
And that's amazing when you think about, like, when people go around, oh, I'm a truth warrior. There's no such word as truth. Mm. I had a guy message me on one of my videos on that when I did truth, and he says, you're all wrong because I'm writing a book on it.
Right.
So he's got stuff because he's writing a book on the word truth, and I've just shown him it doesn't basically exist. And I don't make it up. I show the etymology. There it is.
But you're physically not showing him. You're showing him an example of, again... Even if you want it to be kind, you could say, this is my, what I think it means, and this is my evidence to say it means that, you know,
in the video.
And that's all we ever do, really. That's all you ever do, isn't it? If you came up and said, well, I've got no evidence, but I think truth means this, then you'd have a point, wouldn't it?
You'd have a point. I had a feeling, Paul, that you've had some quite nasty trolls.
it's crazy. I say in the video, don't take this as fact, guys. It's just my opinion, my perspective. You ignore that. And it's like, you just go to town and you say this is a fact.
But I would say it's not. I think when I've watched some of your stuff, some of it is opinion. We're allowed to say an opinion, right? But it's also deep research where you're showing an evidence of, say, a scripture or something and saying that is too much coincidental for it not to mean that because I've got 10 examples of it, you know?
And it's how you're brought up and how you see a pattern. If you see patterns in a certain way, you know, fractals, you can say, and I see fractals in a different way, and I put my information together in that manner, that's how I perceive it to be. Mm. And I said, this is what it is, you know, and that's the beauty of it. And that's why.
And let's just say everything we've researched, let's just say 90% of it's wrong. I'm saying that, right? Yours, mine, whatever, Chris's. 90% of it's wrong. But that 10%'s right. That's I know it's not even weighted that way, but that's still a big chunk of being right, isn't it? In the essence of the whole lie that we've been told, you know? If you found 10% of the lies truth, that's a fucking massive win, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it's bigger than that personally, but I'm using that as an example. So don't quote me on figures, anybody.
If you're not allowed to discuss things, whether you're right or wrong, we don't get anywhere, do we?
No.
Yeah.
No.
And like I've said in my videos, who is the judge and jury on what is right?
Google.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But it's crazy, though, isn't it? Because when you look back at history and we use, oh, well, he said this. It's like, oh, well, Pythagoras said this. Well, show me. He didn't write one book. So how can he fucking tell me? It's
weird. It's weird.
You know, you were telling me. And it's like, well, Chinese whispers. From when he said that, going all the way along the line, things are going to get changed.
Well, we're still hanging on to Isaac Newton's theory of gravity, aren't we? One guy who, you know, got an apple drops on his head. And why is he not lambasted? Why is that a fact?
No, everything Chris, Professor fact? Brian Cox proved that. Right.
Why is everything... The guy in the wheelchair called?
Hawkins.
All this stuff was fact, even though it's all theory. Theory of the black hole, but apparently it's all...
Because he's got a professor in front of his name.
Let me
go this one for you guys, right? When was the moon discovered?
I don't know.
No, I don't think I know.
Well, according to King Ruler Google, it was discovered in 1609.
The moon?
Yeah.
So it wasn't there before?
Not so, exactly. Where's it been? How can it only be discovered 1609 when you look up and you see it every bloody day? And people have talked about it in books. Google it. Google said it's only 1609.
What are they saying, though? Yeah, no, what are they
November
saying?
The 30th.
are they saying the moon as we know it, the description of the moon, which is apparently an orb floating around Earth? Is that what you mean by
a one-sided
first
orb?
Time the light in the sky were, yeah.
It just says Galileo Galilei first begins observing the moon with his telescope on November the 30th. He discovers that the surface of the moon is not smooth and blah blah blah. And he's like, if you saw his telescope, it's like looking through a pinprick. And yeah. It's like, come on, so what else, you know? So this is what
America.
I'm saying.
It's like discovering America.
Yeah. How can we say anything is what it is? It's just like when people say, you watch TV, that's television. Oh, you're indoctrinated. I said, what are you reading there? And book. Where'd you get them from? Library. Library. And I always say that to people. It's a lie. It tells you in the name. And you don't want to know. It's like, you can't use words against me if I cannot use them against you back. Just because it's in a book does not mean it's fact or truth. No. It's the author. His opinion, is he being influenced? Has he been paid to do it? It's like people will show you maps. Oh, this is how this is. All maps are spam.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. And also, going back to that moon thing there and the dates, that's right, more or less smack bang in the middle of your the time frame for the... the vowel shift. Or the bowel shift.
In the video, I can't admit, but all the scientific achievements, and all I showed you in the video, scientific achievements, and it meant preach. Scientific statements, it means preach. So they're preaching. It's like a religion. It's a way of living.
Yeah, and also it was to indoctrinate the people that were coming on afterwards in following generations, weren't it?
Yeah. Controlling the narrative from day one. And, you know, it's the beauty of topics that if you don't look into something, even so something so benign and crap, like my last video, I talked about beds. Beds, for God's sake.
Hey, do you know what, Paul? I've always thought it was weird. Isn't it weird that we all just curl up on a rectangle every night and go to sleep? And no one even questions why we go to sleep.
That's what blew me away, because some of the stuff I'm talking about in Latin, day is die, D-I-A. So we're dying every night. Sun die, moon die, and so on. And we're sleeping in a bed. It resembles a coffin and a doorway. It's a bed frame. You know, it's like an arch, and people dream. And then I found out in Latin, the bed, one etymology of the bed means cucubulum, and it means in a shrine or temple or a tomb.
Mm. And we have a ritual when we get into bed. We have a ritual, we change clothes. Yeah. We wash, you know, clean ourselves, and then get into his little.
So much about him. It's like, I didn't know this because I don't look at everything. But in the back in the day, they had a thing called a two penny hangover. And if you've not heard of that, is people used to pay 2 pence to go to sleep on a rope. So if you type it into people as you're listening now, I showed it on the video. 2 penny hangover. The poor used to go in, pay 2 pence, and used to sleep on a rope. It's like they're getting hanged. Right? So it's a bed frame. What do you do with frames? You hang them. You hang them. You look at a gallows. It's a doorway with a noose. And they'd have a thing called that. And you used to have places called coffin houses where you used to come in, pay some money, get food, and sleep in a coffin. And it's like all this association with death and going to bed, and we die each night and get resurrected each day.
What's been affected at the moment? A lot of people are having sleep affected, aren't they? People can't sleep.
Tell me about it.
People are. Yeah, it's a battle, is that? But
have a look at it.
Yeah,
the history of the bed. It's crazy.
On that note, I found an earthing mat has helped me sleep so much better over the last few years. And if you're a bloke, the herb to get if you're getting up for a pee, saw palmetto. So palmetto is the herb to get. So you'd stop getting up for a pee in the night, and you sleep better because of the earthing mat. But that's another subject.
I never get up from a pee. I just can't sleep. I just wake up in the middle of the night.
Well, either or. Yeah.
I never go to sleep and then wake up in the morning, ever.
I know we're talking about a different subject. We're coming up to
about beds.
An hour and a half, believe it or not, now. Where can people... I know people listening probably know where you are, but if they don't, where can people find your work?
You just go on YouTube, because that's mainly where I am. You just type in the Black Sheep Research and hopefully you should find me. And then, like I said, there's so many different videos on different things. There's loads on Janos. There's loads on just what if theories. I'm putting information together, like spell etymologies, like Microsoft. It means death to the silly, stupid people. When you break it down.
Yeah,
that's ironic, isn't it? You know, so all these things are on my channel. So that's all you do, the Black Sheep Research, and you'll find a picture of me, like, you know, cartoonized on there.
Well, if you can you send me a picture of that through and we'll put it on the thumbnail?
Yeah.
When I send out, and then Chris can do some magic on the episode on it, if you would. Email me a copy of it when we finish.
But I'm not really one for, I know it sounds daft, it really does ironic, but I'm not one for social media. I'm not on any social media.
Join the club on. Don't join the club, I'm the same. And
I'm hard to get hold of because, I'd, when you give people your emails and they're sending you, like, so much different shit and using it as enrolling platforms and for porn and different, you know, they're doing all the stuff. That's why I'm hard to get hold of. You know what I mean? So
yeah. It's best way, I think, because again, you're not doing it for grabbing attention or chasing to be well known. You're doing it for the work. The work's more important than we are.
Yeah.
We're passing the ball over to hopefully the next generation, take it to the next place. If there's anyone left.
It's the hunt, isn't it? It's like you're chasing a topic down and you just want to find what is at the end of the rainbow and not a pot of gold.
Yes. Yeah. And the little pots of gold that you find. But anyway, we'll take us geek hats off and we'll bid everybody farewell there. But hopefully we'll get you back on talk about a full blown maybe topic. I know we've hit a little bits of Janos there. Janos.
You call him whatever you want, I do.
Yeah, yeah.
Fascinating stuff, though, Paul. Fascinating stuff.
It is fascinating.
It's crazy, isn't it? How you just find this stuff, and that's what I did. I was looking at the Genoa, found that. I'm like, I've known about Janos, but then when you look into it, it's like, why is no one talking about it? And then when you actually specifically, like you say, if you put Janos in and then other stuff with it, you'll find shit. Like, one of the biggest financial firms is Janos Henderson. You know, so you will see these names used, and people don't understand. They talk about the Vatican, pineal gland, all this. He was the first pope. And it's like... Father, rock. You know, so all this, it's mind-blowing. It's like, there's only two places that they call the Eternal City in this realm. And one, it was the Vatican, and two was Kyoto in Japan. One has a key... And Kyoto has a mound shaped like a keyhole. Is that a coincidence?
Yeah, it's all a coincidence. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just mind blowing when you see all these things happening. It's like, am I going batshit crazy here or do I really see this? Am I being programmed to see this? Because it's like, why has no one else seen it? You know, and that's what I love doing. It's that hunt, seeing, what crazy topic can I find this week?
Well, it's the hunt finding something new. And putting it together. That's what gets me. But anyway.
It's like making that video about... If I tell people, go and watch that video on the bed, it's only short, and you're like, bloody hell. People are saying they're not sleeping again. It's like... it's crazy. Just something so benign as that. And it's like any other topic out there, you can go and pick, and you can find something. That's why I say it, the intent is...
it's one of those ones. Is the intent to... deceive us, or is this written into some kind of code, human code, or whatever, human race code, species code, that just keeps playing out over and over again, and it can't stop until it destroys itself, which it seems to be doing. It seems to be doing a really good job of that. Anyway, okay, we'll wrap up there for this week. Thanks everybody for tuning in. If you join us in part two, we'll see you there. If you're not, we'll see you next week. Bye.